प्रोजेक्ट क्वालिटी मैनेजमेंट। Project quality management includes the processes and activities of the performing organization that determine quality policies, objectives, and responsibilities so that the project will satisfy the needs for which it was undertaken. This is a statement to be highlighted in yellow. Next, you see a star, and you should write that 25 to 30 questions are expected from this knowledge area, that is project quality management. And the case study says that you are a project manager for a pharmaceutical company which manufactures drugs for the treatment of malignant cancer. Quality is a very important parameter for all projects and operations throughout the company. Process one is plan quality management. And you see a star, write 5 to 10 questions from plan quality management process. The definition is plan quality is the process of identifying quality requirements and or standards for the project and its deliverables and documenting how the project will demonstrate compliance with the quality requirements. This definition to be highlighted in yellow. Next is the definition of quality, which is to be highlighted in green. Quality is the degree to which a set of inherent characteristics fulfill requirements. Next is a grade. Definition of a grade, very important. What is the difference between a grade and a quality? Quality is a category. is a category that is used to distinguish the features. There is a blank. You write the word features here. Grade is a category that is used to distinguish the features or technical characteristics of items that have the same function. The quality requirements of different grades are generally different. Low grade is not usually a problem, but poor quality is always a problem. Then you have voice of customer, VOC, refers to a technique for capturing all customer requirements for the product, service or result which should be included as part of the project. Many of these requirements are directly related to the quality factors. These three definitions, quality, grade, and voice of customer, to be highlighted in green. While doing quality planning for a new drug launch project, some of the tools you may use are cost-benefit analysis. This is to be highlighted in yellow. Is an analysis of trade-offs of the costs and expected benefit of quality activities. For example, less rework, higher productivity, lower costs, increased stakeholder satisfaction, increased profitability. This cost-benefit analysis should be highlighted in yellow. Next is cost of quality. This is very important. This section should be highlighted all in green. Cost of quality, COQ is a method of determining the costs incurred to ensure quality. COQ includes the total cost of both conformance and non-conformance efforts. Now, what is cost of conformance and cost of non-conformance? The cost of conformance is the costs incurred to achieve good quality. So failures can be avoided. So this is actually the preventive cost. To prevent failures, the cost incurred to prevent all failures is actually the cost of conformance. The two categories are prevention costs. For example, employee training, education, documentation, designs, etc. And the next category is appraisal costs. For example, audits, inspections, and testing in order to ensure that the systems are running according to the prevention system. So and the defects can be avoided. Cost of non-conformance is the cost of poor quality. That is the costs incurred because of a product that is produced not according to the standard of the quality that is set. So cost of poor quality is the costs incurred if poor quality is produced. Again, two categories: internal failure costs, which are found in, by the project. For example, rework and scrap, and external failure costs. For example, warranty work, lost business liabilities, and these external, by external it means that the defect is identified by the customer after it is delivered to the customer. Next is the seven basic quality tools. Are standard tools used for quality planning, assurance, and controlling activities. They include cost and effect diagrams, flow charts, check sheets, Pareto diagrams, histograms, control charts, scatter diagrams. And each of these will be explained in detail in under the control quality section. Each of these seven quality tools. We have definition here of benchmarking provides a basis for measuring performance. It involves comparisons with other organizations or other projects to identify best practices. To identify best practices and generate ideas for improvement. This should be highlighted in yellow, this benchmarking definition. The next is design of experiments. It is a statistical technique used to identify which factors may influence specific variables of a product or process. This is kind of a simulation process where one variable is changed and other variables are kept constant, then a response is measured. The aim is to optimize variables to achieve desired performance at reasonable costs. Data output highlights the optimal conditions, the factors that influence the results, and any interactions among the factors. This design of experiments should be highlighted in yellow. Important outputs of plan quality management are: quality management plan describes how the quality requirements for the project will be met, including how the team will enforce the organization's quality policy. Process improvement plan outlines the steps for analyzing project management, product development, and organizational processes. And organizational processes to identify activities that enhance value throughout the project. And this should be highlighted yellow, this process improvement plan. Next is quality metrics, is to be highlighted in green. Quality metrics describe specific details of project and product attributes and how the quality assurance and control processes will measure them. Quality metrics might be used to determine such things as schedule and cost performance, defect frequency, and failure rate. For example, metrics used to ensure that the project is within 10% of the budget is an example of a quality metric, is an example of a cost metric. So this quality metric definition is to be highlighted in green. Next is quality checklist, is a structured tool used to verify that a set of required steps has been performed. This also to be highlighted in green.